we were rocking in both studios, but it was more like typical kind of rock behavior in Montreal and more European rock behavior. And
big mountain of wine.
Yeah, mountain of wine bottles and baguettes.
For their second album, La La Land, the Montreal-based band Plants and Animals recorded in two studios, one in their hometown and the other just outside Paris. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Plants and Animals' sound tends to vary a lot between acoustic and more hard-rocking songs. Since their first EP in 2005, the band has evolved from a mainly instrumental, resolutely lo-fi outfit — they've been known to record in analog and edit their tape with razors — to one that's not afraid to rock out a little, especially if it gives them a chance to use cool stuff like fuzz pedals. La La Land shows off Plants and Animals' love of rock and roll sounds and their love of somewhat less rock and roll tinkering. And they told FUV's Alisa Ali that's not the only time they run into that contradiction.
Strangely enough, for whatever reason, we started rehearsing in the mornings.
Bright and early?
Well,
that's not very rock and roll.
No, it's not. It's very practical.
Good for you.
And we did it for a while, and then we got in one day. We're like, what are we doing? Where is the beer?
Where is it not working?
So
that's funny.
I think we're going to change that. We did a beer rehearsal. We did a nighttime rehearsal recently, and it had honestly been the first nighttime rehearsal we'd done in a long time.
Huh.
And I was personally very excited because we've been practicing all this new material in the morning, it's one thing to rehearse and like get parts down, but when you actually just want to play the music and just get into the vibe, it's hard to do it after, with a cup of coffee in the morning.
It was your first time. They only did it to say that they had done it. Yeah. Sleeping on the piss mattress floors and doorways in people's houses. Mama don't know what the papa don't like in the basement. Yeah, ooh la la. And mama don't know what the papa don't like, and the kids just wanna be left on the outside.
France was, it was a delight, a glass of wine, go to record for a while, go for a walk by the river, kind of outrageous compared to Montreal, which is like in a, typical kind of industrial neighborhood with, a lot of traffic and, you just get kind of dirtier or something, just the whole thing, and which, brings out a certain kind of creativity, different studios. Just because the studio is really good looking doesn't mean you're going to perform well or it's not going to bring something to your music, You wouldn't want to judge a studio by, what it looks like on a website. But the France one, luckily, and the people involved were so good. The people who own that studio, this dude Olivier, this old guy, he's just the coolest guy. And, we were just really welcome there and so focused, We never left. I didn't leave we didn't leave the studio once.
You live in the mansion. You record there and you sleep there. So you get really right into music because you don't have like your regular life going at the same time. And you don't go back home. You're really like in a musical, for creativity, it's really nourishing and inspiring.
The California Hotel. Is someone down the coast? Called to come take it.
Plants and Animals live with Kon-Tiki and Mama Papa. Their latest album is La La Land. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. To hear more from Plants and Animals, visit thealternateside.org.